You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Divorce Literacy Podcast Series. I appreciate you taking the time to be on and answer some questions for our viewers.
My pleasure.
A little bit about Megan McGrath. She's a family law attorney with Dolan Divorce Lawyers. Her focus is on mediation, collaborative parenting coordination, and complex asset division issues. You're also an active member in the New Haven County Bar Association. You're one of the family law co-chairs. So thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Good. We'll jump right into the questions. I know that each divorce and divorcing client situation is really unique. If you could change or give any advice to anybody who's just starting out in the process, is there anything in particular that you would kind of give advice on?
My number one advice is always to get yourself educated. You can't make any decision unless you have all of the information. And often we see people kind of jump into one type of divorce and not know all of their options. And I think that that can be one of the biggest mistakes. And so really research, learn about, there's so many different ways to go about this process. Find the one that feels the best to you from a place of goal focused and not from in a place of anger or resentment or emotions. Which can be really difficult to kind of, you know, separate the two.
Yeah, the emotions are at a high level early on in the process. So it can be important to talk to somebody that's going to kind of guide you through that process. Do you go through all of the options as far as divorce goes when you meet with a client initially?
Most of the time I will, unless somebody comes in and you know this is a case where it would be inappropriate to do a mediation or a collaborative. So if we have a situation of domestic violence or coercive control, those situations, I won't bring up a mediation or a collaborative because it wouldn't be in that client's best interest. But if somebody comes in off the street and they're sort of just starting and they don't really have any of those issues, they just don't know where to begin, I would walk them through all of the different options and processes so that they can kind of do what feels best for them.
Wonderful. Very nice. If somebody is looking for yourself or another attorney, is there a what to look for? Any advice on who to look for, how to go about finding somebody that's a good fit for them?
I think it's important to have more than one consultation or a lot of consultations so that you really can find somebody that you feel comfortable with. When I meet with people, I say to them, we're dealing with the most important things in your life, your children, your finances and your assets, everything you've worked your whole life for. So if you're not feeling comfortable and at ease with the person that you're sort of handing some of that control and reins over to, it's not going to be a good fit. And sometimes I think people think, I want to come in. I want this tiger. I want this person that's going to go for blood. That usually comes from a place of hurt and of anger. Sure. And to try not to do that, because generally all that does is it costs you a lot of money. Your results are probably going to be the same as they would have been had you had somebody a little bit more collaborative and open-minded. And I think you're going to end up being disappointed. If you have three consultations and two attorneys tell you the same thing, and one attorney tells you something completely different, but is exactly what you want to hear, that's not the attorney you should be picking, because they're just telling you what you want to hear. And you're going to be so disappointed by the end results. And that's not what we're looking for. We don't want people to come out of this and be, you know, even more disappointed in the process.
Absolutely. I understand that a lot of attorneys offer a free consultation for the initial meeting. Is that something that you guys offer?
We don't offer a free consultation. We do offer a 10-minute free call with one of our attorneys so that they can kind of get some of the initial information, figure out what process might be best for you, and then give you all of that information. And if you decide to book a consultation after that, you can. Sometimes people don't need more than 10 minutes. And at 10 minutes, we could just give you an estimated retainer and you don't need to go that additional step. But our consultations are usually about $300.
Okay. And I like the idea of somebody charging for a consultation. I think it's a form of commitment. I think it gets that client to kind of buy into the process and, okay, I'm going to make the commitment of doing it. Because if you don't have that financial commitment, I think a lot of times, you know, they'll stay on the fence and oh, I'll just push it off.
Right. Absolutely. And it's really the main reason we usually charge a consultation fee is just to ensure that people show up. So we're not sitting there waiting for somebody to come for a meeting. And it is a reduced rate as well from our hourly rate. So you're getting about an hour of time, but you're not paying for a full hourly rate. So you do get that consideration.
Very good. I know you've worked on hundreds, maybe thousands of cases, and you probably have some memorable, both good and bad. Is there any that you can think of that you might want to share with those that are listening to kind of give them an idea of how you work with clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the good memorable cases for me is usually when, and I've had lots of them, but most specifically, I had a client who really didn't want this process. It was not something she was interested in. She didn't want to do it, even though it was the right decision. It was really the right call for her and for her situation and for her family. And to see her personal growth through this process, this is a case we did collaboratively, which was really beneficial for this specific person. But to see her growth, both understanding her finances, her independence, her ability to stick up for herself has been so rewarding because we're here to educate as well. So we're helping you through this really difficult process. But to see somebody kind of come into their own and blossom through it is really a privilege. And on the other end of the spectrum, I've had cases that have gone to trial and we throw mud at each other and say the nastiest things you can say about another person. And then I'm gone. I end at the end of the trial. And now I expect these two people to go and raise a child together. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
people will come back. And it's unfortunate that it has to happen that way. And sometimes it's not the parties. Sometimes it can be opposing counsel, which is why, like our conversation in the beginning, is so important. Who you choose as an attorney sets the tone for your entire case. And so you can be one of these people having tremendous personal growth and working through this process and coming out better off in the long run, or you can come out of this in debt, unhappy with the parenting plan, unhappy with the financial decision, and just being, you know, miserable and having cost a ton of money.
So everybody has a choice in the process, and you can choose that fight, or you can choose to kind of work through the process and come out better on the other end, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great stories. Thank you for sharing those. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what do you prefer as far as contact? Phone call, email? Website.
I love any communication. If someone needs me, I like to be as open as possible. If you want to read about me, our website is dolanfamilylaw.com. Our office number is 203-397-6171. And my cell phone is 475-321-0707. You can call me, you can email me, you can call our office. I'm pretty much always available. So if somebody needs something or there's an immediate question, I don't like people to be hanging out waiting for an answer.
Right.
Communication's crucial.
Very good. And we'll share all that information as well when we post this video. So thank you for that. Any final thoughts you want to leave us with today?
Yeah, I just want people to know that if you're thinking about this process or you're maybe unwillingly going through this process, that there's so much beyond it. And this is just a blip on your radar. This doesn't define you. It's not your full story. There's so much out there for you on the other side and after this. And so be open-minded. And I know it's hard when you're in the thick of it to think outside of it, but it will get better. You will be able to move forward and craft a life that, you know, is really fulfilling and beautiful and makes you happy.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Megan. We appreciate having you on today.
My pleasure, Mark.
We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.